What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
You know what? If anyone has made an entrance into our world through a satanic portal, it would be Judy Gold.
That's right. That's right. I live in the satanic portal, and it's really nice in there.
It's well appointed.
It's really good.
Yeah.
They have nice apartments. There's a lot of other comics in there with me, and we have a lot of fun.
Guess what time it is? It's Judy's show! Judy Gold is here, which as I said, it's like Christmas came early. A Christmas Jew came early. It's every time you're on, I'm just like, I'm the happiest. I mean, I know
you're the sweetest.
You're using me to promote Netflix as a Joke Presents Judy Gold, but I don't care. I don't care.
You know I would do your show if I had nothing to promote.
Okay.
Which is most of the time. Okay?
However, I was sent quite a long list of your, I don't know, accomplishments and awards and things. And I know all that, Judy Gold.
Who gives a crap?
What did you think happened to be the morning after the White House Correspondents' Dinner? I thought Trevor Noah was great. I thought the president was great.
You know, it just made me, first of all, 6 years. The guy couldn't go to a, I caught myself.
Thank you.
The orange thing.
Right.
Such a baby. Couldn't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner because he is such a little child. And, you know, comedy is such a weapon.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to use it because he's too dumb. So I loved it. I loved that, you know, I love that speech Trevor gave at the end.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's nothing like disarming an audience with comedy. And then, you know, and they listen and they love you after you disarm them and make them laugh. And to be able to have... He used that platform. I mean, talk about taking advantage of a situation. I loved that.
Yeah.
And I love that Biden, yes.
No, that's not for you. That's for him. Go ahead. You're not supposed to be looking at me. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. And I love that Biden mocked it. Like that whole pandemic, you know, we had a plague.
Oh, wait. Well, that's what I was doing. Hold on. Here we go.
This is the first time. President attended this dinner in 6 years. It's understandable. We had a horrible plague followed by 2 years of COVID.
Hilarious and true, right?
Right. And what a great joke. And someone who can deliver a joke. And, you know, just bringing that humor back and that self-effacing. That is part of our culture. Stand-up is such a part of our culture because it's just an extension of free speech.
Yeah. Well, having a president that can, you know, that can tell a joke rather than that is a joke is really refreshing, first of all.
But I don't know. I loved it.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduced IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
But then, did you see the RNC already was whining about that joke? And then President Biden ran on unifying the country and he called President Trump a plague. Don't they always call us snowflakes?
Yep.
Oh my God, snowflakes. What about Pocahontas? Did they get mad about that? I mean, what is wrong with them? It's so annoying. They're so hypocritical. They cannot take a joke. They cannot write a joke. You know, anytime you see Donald Trump or any of his lackeys laughing in like a B-roll video,
yeah,
you know it's something mean about someone else. Like, they have no sense of humor. They have no self-awareness. You have to have self-awareness and you have to be smart to love comedy. Sorry.
Yeah.
I loved it. Go, Joey. Go, Joe. And I love that he did. He also, do you have the clip where he did the brand?
That's how you take a joke against yourself, and that's how
you own it, and you say, hey, you know, you're one step ahead of them. It's like, no, you have no power over me with your stupidity.
Right. And he's the one that they're like, oh, I thought he was going to unify. Really? Your main joke is the president of the United States. Let's go, Brandon, is literally Joe Biden.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Oh, I'm glad you have that little.
Yeah, I
right
have a button. I have a button and you don't, Judy Gold.
Yeah.
Also, we haven't talked since the Will Smith thing, because also Trevor Noah did not. No one slapped him, which was, I think, a victory for comedy.
Who do you think would have gone up and slapped?
Well,
him
he did a great
anyone there.
He did a great joke about, I haven't, you know, this is the first time since the Oscars, you know, we've done a comedy show. And what if I say something really mean about Kellyanne Conway and George Conway rushes the stage and thanks me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But it was, what was your take? Because we haven't talked since then. Shocking, right? I mean, just, I think it took us a second to go, oh, this isn't a bit. Oh my God.
But I never thought it was a bit. Like, because I know Chris, and I when he did that, when Chris, when, what's his name, Will, walked up there, I just saw, you know, Chris, it took him a few, I don't think he ever recovered fully.
Yeah.
But I could tell immediately he was like, whoa, what is going on? It was such an assault. It was an assault on comedy. And first of all,
yeah,
these people who were like, oh, I love a man who stands up for his woman.
Right.
We don't need a man to stand up for our
yeah, that wouldn't be a turn on to me. I'm like, ooh, assault.
Right, exactly.
That's hot. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. It was awful. I can't believe he stayed there. I can't believe. Oh, and the hypocrisy of them getting up at the end and applauding and standing and, you know, the guy just attacked a comic for a joke about a movie. And the thing that was so telling was Chris, after he slapped him, and Chris is like, a joke about, you know, what was the name?
G.I. Jane, yeah.
G.I. Jane. So in Chris's head, it was a G.I. Jane joke.
Yeah.
You know, that was his intent. Like, oh, we're at a movie thing. Oh, she shaved her head. Oh, I'll do a movie reference. Like, it was just a stupid little, bad. And 10 years of not going to the Oscars, which is a gift probably for him.
I have to say, I saw King Richard in the meantime, though. He really was great. I mean, that was kind of the sad thing. It was a great performance.
Right,
and Venus and Serena Williams were there, which was, super cool thing for them. And so it was kind of a shame, the whole thing.
Yeah,
it just
I agree.
Now,
I agree.
People, I should know that you've never been attacked physically on stage because you are roughly 27 and a half feet tall. I don't know if people know that.
You know what? You're really tall, too, so you can't mock me for being tall.
I am 5'7". How old are you? I mean, how tall are you?
I'm 59, and I am, you know, I think I shrunk. I think I'm like 6'2", 6'1 and a half, 6'2 now.
Okay. All right. All I remember, is...
Stephanie!
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't tell you this. So yesterday, I'm at the, you know, I flew here last night, and so...
To L.A.
To L.A. And I'm at the gate at the American Airlines at John F. Kennedy.
Okay.
And I, you know how you go up and you give the ticket right before you go on the plane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I go up, I put my phone there, you know, to scan the ticket. And the woman says, "Thank you, Mr. Gold. Thank you for flying with us." And I, you know, usually I misgender them back. I go, "Oh, you're welcome, sir." And then they look up. But it was like a huge line behind me, and I said, "Mr. Gold," and she was like, looked up at me. Finally, you know, like they see a large being, and they don't look at the face. And I, you know, I said to the guy behind me, "This has been happening since I'm 13 years old. Like it's like I'm misgendered because of my body type."
My mom gets that too, Judy.
His mom's a handsome woman too.
She's
really?
She's 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Played softball.
Yeah.
Oh.
Straight though.
More than a handsome woman, isn't she?
So you were the one time she had sex with a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, I was just going to say, we talk about this every time, but all I remember about your height is that you and I did comedy in front of styrofoam cows somewhere in New York. You, me, Madigan, who else? I can't remember.
God, those were the days, weren't they?
Styrofoam cows?
And you were just, she loomed over the cows. Yeah, I don't know. It was some gig we got during the day.
But you know what I remember about you?
What?
We used to go to the same gym, and you were so, like, you were amazing on that treadmill.
What gym? I don't remember that now. I'm really old.
Yeah, we went to the same gym. Was it the YM?
Hollywood? Oh, maybe. Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
And
hey.
You were like, yeah, you were amazing.
Oh, well, you're amazing. Listen, and you have an amazing son. Look at you. He looks just like Ben was player of the week.
In the NESCAC. Yeah, he's playing at Trinity. He was D1, and then he changed to D3 because he wanted to have a life. And now he's killing it at D3, and he's going to the Maccabi Games in Israel this summer to play.
Wow.
They're like the Israeli Olympics.
Now, is he 29 feet tall, assuming, because you're...
He's about... Elisa, my lover, says he's 6'8", but I say he's 6'7".
Whoa.
Wow.
That's taller than
Wow.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And he's really into being in shape, and he's just such a...
Wow, that must have been a very long birth. I don't know how painful it was, but it must have been very long.
It was the worst. I had an episiotomy, and a blood vessel broke, and the blood started squirting up to the ceiling.
Oh! Okay.
I just think I'm going to die.
Okay. That was more than we needed.
Sounds like a Monty Python sketch.
Wait. And then all the doctors started laughing. Like, it's the funny... I go, is this the funny joke in the giving birth thing? Like, oh, we got a blood vessel. They were like, they thought it was the most hilarious
thing. Oh, my God. Meets a Dan Aykroyd sketch. Just Julia Childs. Oh! Dickens out of my vagina. Oh, I think we're just going to end there, Judy Gold.
Oh my God.
Jeanette, I love you guys so much.
I love you too.
The best.
Come in studio. We didn't know you were in LA, you doofus.
I told them I would come to the studio.
Oh my God.
There.
Oh my God. All right. Aww. Next time.
You're
yes. Stupid. How long are you in town for?
You're stupid people. How long are you in town for?
I'm leaving Monday. Next Monday.
Oh. We could do this. All right. Let's. You figure it out. You work it out. Come in studio.
Okay. I love you guys so much.
I love you too. Netflix is a Joke presents Judy Gold. She's the funniest woman on earth.
We have a link to tickets at your Facebook page and at Twitter.
I seriously, you know that. No one makes you makes me laugh like you do for years and years and years. I love you so much. We're getting you in studio. I'm going to come put a Borat bag over you, and I'm going to bring you over here. You're going to like it. Get a big bag, extra long bag.
Yes.
Okay, love you.
Extra long.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Judy.
Thanks, Judy.